Maybe you've glanced at the plate of a coworker or friend and thought, why can she indulge in that second piece of birthday cake without tracking it, or logging hours at the gym, or feeling guilty for days, and stay naturally slim while I limit myself to a forkful and feel constantly fatigued and deprived, and plagued with cravings, and overweight? Is there something wrong with me? Here's the essential truth that I hope will propel you into a new chapter of thinking about yourself and your health and your weight. There is nothing wrong with you. Naturally thin people are not superior. They don't try harder, nor do they possess superhuman willpower. They don't have better genes, and most don't eat fewer calories. They simply have one thing working in their favor. They have a better metabolism. But for now, let's take assessments of good or bad out of it. The word metabolism is thrown around a lot in relation to diet and weight loss. But what does it actually mean? Your metabolism is simply how you convert fuel into energy. Fuel comes in as food. You never get exactly the right amount of food on a given day. But when you have a healthy metabolism, you can store a little extra food without gaining weight. That second piece of birthday cake isn't going to make or break you. You can also miss a meal without your energy levels crashing. When the metabolism is not working properly, we store too much fuel and we are unable to retrieve it. This leads to extra pounds and a host of other adverse effects. Everything from brain fog to digestive problems, to fatigue, to diabetes, to various forms of cancer. There's a common misperception that you are born with either a great metabolism or a bad one. But turns out that metabolism is not fixed. You can change. The key to this change is not in white-knuckling it while the rest of your friends and family enjoy their lives, nor is it in forever eliminating your favorite foods. The secret that I discovered in my many years of clinical practice and research is simply this: clean out your liver so that it can burn fat better. It's all about your liver. The liver probably isn't even in the top five body parts you consider when you think weight loss, but it should be. The liver is more than just an organ damaged by alcohol or a quivering dish you'd prefer to avoid. It's the heaviest internal organ and the largest gland in your body. It's a powerful machine that acts as a filter to remove toxins, aids in digestion, and regulates hormones and blood sugar. It's an incredible multitasker and a vital organ in the truest sense of the word, the hub through which your body's energy flows. The liver is responsible for processing everything you ingest, and it also functions as your body's storage pantry. Nutrients, vitamins, minerals, and other substances the liver needs to work at its best, and fuel from our main calorie sources, fats and carbohydrates, you do not need today are stored in the pantry for later. The surplus is essential because you never get exactly what you need each day. If you miss a meal one day, you should be able to draw on your surplus to compensate. And if you overeat, you should be able to store the extra for use on those days when you may not have enough time to take a bite. A healthy liver stores extra energy and doles it out later when you need it. What happens when your liver is unhealthy? You tend to store fuel as fat, especially around the midsection, and you can no longer tap into the nutrients you need to burn fat. This means that no matter which diet you choose and how hard you try, weight loss is pretty much impossible. Sound familiar? Countless diets have told us to eat this good food and avoid that bad food. Meat, grains, butter, legumes, ketones, potatoes, tofu, canola oil. Are they good or bad? Each passing day seems to bring a new wave of science that cancels out all previous assessments. In fact, fat, carbs, and ketones work collectively as fuel. A healthy liver can either store fuel or burn it. An unhealthy liver can only store it. All sources of fuel look the same to your liver. None are magic tonics or evil villains. This means that once you heal your liver, eating that piece of cake won't be catastrophic. Your metabolism will be flexible enough to adapt and handle whatever curveballs you throw its way. That's very good news. And even better news, healing your liver takes weeks, not months or years. The liver is an astonishingly resilient organ. With the steps I'm going to give you in this book, you can restore it to perfect working order in just a few weeks.